Knowing that change makes all of us nervous, to say the least, I have turned to one of my favorite comfort scriptures today. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9, the letter that Paul wrote to the church at Philippi. Be glad in the Holy One always. Rejoice. Again, I say, be glad and rejoice. Let your gentleness show in your treatment of all people. God is near. Don't be anxious about anything. Rather, bring up all your requests to God in your prayers and petitions, along with giving thanks. Then the peace of God that exceeds all understanding will keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus. From now on, brothers and sisters, if anything is excellent, and if anything is admirable, focus your thoughts on these things. All that is true, all that is holy, all that is just, all that is pure, all that is lovely, and all that is worthy of praise. Practice these things, whatever you have learned, received, and heard, or saw in us. And the God of peace will be with you. For the word of God in scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us.
Thanks be to God.
Now, as I prepared for this sermon and pondered this scripture, there was a song that I couldn't quite identify that kept running through my head. You know how you get those little phrases stuck and you can't exactly sing the tune, but you know it was significant. Running through my head as I started working on this sermon, yet another sermon on change, and I know maybe some of you are rolling your eyes. The song had a funky beat. The lyrics I kept hearing were, people keep on changing till you reach that higher ground. When I finally located the song through Google, I had the lyrics all wrong, but the sentiment of the song right. The song is Stevie Wonder's 1973 hit, Higher Ground. Perhaps you may remember it. Perhaps its funky wah, wah, wah beat is running through your head right now. If you don't know it, Google it when you get home. It's a joy. Bring it up on Spotify or Pandora. Stevie wrote and recorded this song in a three-hour burst of creativity in May of 1973. Surprisingly to me, it has references in its lyrics to reincarnation and to following God. In August of that same year, Stevie was in a near-fatal car accident. And his manager came to his bedside while he was in a coma and sang him this song. And Stevie responded by tapping his fingers to the beat on the bed. We know that he recovered and went on to write and record so much more music. And while this might not be a classic reincarnation story, Stevie Wonder did get a second chance at life. Here are the lyrics he somewhat presciently wrote. People keep on learning, soldiers keep on warring, world keep on turning, cause it won't be too long. Powers keep on lying, while your people keep on dying. World keep on turning, cause it won't be too long. I am so darn glad he let me try it again, because my last time on earth, I lived a whole world of sin. I'm so glad that I know more than I knew then. Gonna keep on trying till I reach my highest ground. Teachers, keep on teaching. Preachers, keep on preaching. World, keep on turning, because it won't be too long. Lovers, keep on loving. Believers, keep on believing. Sleepers, just stop sleeping, because it won't be too long. God is going to show you highest ground. He's the only friend you have around, because the rest of the world will bring you down. Gonna keep on trying till I reach my highest ground. Stevie knew something about change, didn't he? He lived through a big change, at least one in his life. But why talk about change on Thanksgiving Sunday, headed into a beloved holiday week when we celebrate tradition? In the face of this world of turbulent change, I know I tend to seek something familiar. I want comfort. What about you? However, I heard a new take on change just yesterday in a Sounds True podcast. The person being interviewed said, you know, we've been conditioned to think of change as something at least a bit fearful, anxiety-producing, if not completely nerve-wracking. Yet if we tune into our bodies, so I'm going to invite you, just as I'm talking here, just kind of tune into your bodies, the rhythm of your breath, maybe even the beat of your heart, the movement, electricity that might still be going through your muscles, even your digestive system. Don't worry if your stomach growls. When we tune into our bodies, we realize we are changing every single second. If we were totally static, we would not be alive. Think about it. If our bodies were static, we would cease to exist. Our bodies, our lives, our families, all of creation is in constant change. One heartbeat at a time, one thought, one feeling, one action at a time, even the teeniest little actions. We are change. Now, with that perspective, I think I'm going to have to be grateful for change this Thanksgiving. To give thanks for it. And I have to tell you, that's a big paradigm shift for me. Grateful for change. World, keep on turning. Gonna keep on trying till I reach my highest ground. How can we live being grateful for change instead of fearful of it? Rejoice, says the Apostle Paul. Rejoice, be glad, God is near. Don't worry. Bring everything to God in prayer, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your mind in Christ Jesus. Can we do this? And how will it help us in the changes coming our way? Now, Paul was in prison when he wrote these words, when he wrote the letter to the church at Philippi, a community that was much beloved by him, a community supporting him while he was imprisoned. In the letter, he thanks them and yet exhorts them to stay focused on what is the most important rather than majoring on the minors. What's most important is how they live out the call of the gospel of Christ as they adapt to the movement of the Spirit and the resistance they might be experiencing as a community to their burgeoning faith as followers of Jesus. What's less important to Paul is that he's in prison. He is still living in God's joy, he tells them. He's fine. And though he does appreciate their concern, he wants them to stay joyful and bold rather than live in fear. Paul's testimony to joy is how he is enduring the changes of his circumstance. Adrienne Marie Brown, a new favorite author of mine, a longtime social justice organizer and leader, encourages a gentle and joyfully intentional approach to change for communities on the front lines of social change. For communities on the front lines of social change, and I think that's where we are as a progressive Christian community. In her book, Emergent Strategy, Shaping Change, Changing Worlds, Brown writes, intentional adaptation is at the heart of emergent strategy for change. How we live and grow and stay purposeful in the face of constant change actually does determine the quality of our lives and the impact that we can have when we move in action together. When we move in action together. Isn't this what Paul was encouraging in his exhortation to the Philippians? Move in action together in God. In her chapter in this book on intentional adaptation to change, there is a picture of a sticky note that I think must have been on her notebook or bulletin board or something when she was working on a workshop that had to change drastically 2 days before the workshop happened, with lots more people and a different focus. And that sticky note says, less on point, capital letters, P-O-I-N-T, more on purpose. Less on the technicalities, the structure she thought she had made up for this workshop, even though policies, procedures are structurally important. Less on those, more on purpose. Less on moving with the structures of rigid rules, more on moving organically with the structures of compassion in collaboration. I think Paul would concur. Stay on the purpose of the gospel, the good news that God is making all things new through Jesus the Christ. Stay with this purpose in the changing times of the church. Don't sweat the small stuff, even if it's dramatic, like imprisonment. Follow the flow of the Spirit. Now, flow is a decentralized movement, but coordinated and collaborative. Think of the flow of a murmuration. I love that word, murmuration, of a flock of birds or a shoal of fish or a swarm of honeybees. They are moving with purpose. In these movements of nature that we can see in our fellow creatures, there is communication that we can learn. It is built on deep, deep trust. A flock of starlings, where we get that word murmuration, a murmuration of starlings, moves in sync with one another, engaging in clear, consistent communication and exhibiting collective leadership and deep, deep trust. Every individual bird focuses attention on their 7 closest neighbors and thus manage a larger flock of cohesiveness and synchronicity, sometimes up to 1 million birds. You lift or turn or glide because the birds or the fish or the bees around you are lifting and turning and gliding. And they're lifting and turning and gliding because you are. Imagine our human communities, our movements for love, justice, and faith, cultivating this kind of trust and depth with each other. Having strategic flocking in our playbook. Now at Plymouth, we are clear on our purpose, just as Brown suggests is necessary for an organization such as ours on the front lines of social change. We know our purpose in our mission statement, to worship God and to make God's realm visible through inviting, transforming, and sending. We invite and welcome folks into our community, into this place, into worship and programming and service and fellowship, all of which we hope will be transformative. And then we send each other out into the world with that transformative energy of God. And we have a wonderful new strategic plan. And Brown says to us, don't call it strategic plan, call it strategic intention. Strategic intention. And ours includes nurturing the faith of all ages and individually and collectively, outreach and social justice and mission to our community, intentional inclusion of LGBTQ folks, welcoming immigrants, working in collaboration with as well as inviting into our community our neighbors at Colorado State. So we have this purpose that can lead to strategic flocking in our faith community. You didn't know that's what you were doing when you came to church today. Strategic flocking. It is built, the strategic flocking, into the compassionate, collaborative ways of Jesus that we follow through the Holy Spirit. It's not like, kind of thing. No, it is. This is what is when we embrace the flow rather than resist the mystery of God's Spirit leading as we adapt to change. When we use our hearts and our intuitions along with our heads in making our intentions, when we each consider the whole picture of Plymouth as we move forward, to proclaim the good news of God's love and justice. For you see, strategic flocking is not just working, playing nice together. No, it's how we work together. It's how we collaborate, how we intuit, how we think about what's those other birds doing on my right and my left? How am I moving with them? So how do we collaborate as boards and ministry teams rather than staying in our own silos of interest within those boards and teams? How do we find these ways of flow working in our changing times? Paul says, we come to God. And I would add, we come together to be together. And in together with us, we come to God in deep trust, bringing our ideas for collaboration, steeped in prayer and petitions, along with giving thanks. Along with giving thanks. This is the season of thanksgiving, of giving thanks. In a world that just keeps on turning, with powers that keep on lying, whose people keep on dying, and soldiers that keep on warring, we are so aware of the changes that are so full of fear and grief. This week, let us also give thanks that we are in a faith community that remembers that people keep on learning. Teachers keep on teaching, preachers keep on preaching, lovers keep on loving, and believers keep on believing. Let us embrace the change that is at the heart of life, the essence of life, that is the very energy of life, and be thankful for it. For it is God-given. We can remember with Adrienne Marie Brown, we can remember the importance and the deep trust of strategic flocking, working in tandem with one another in the flow of God's Holy Spirit. We can remember with Paul that God is near. And we can let our gentleness show in the treatment of all people as we stay focused on what is true, holy, just, pure, beautiful, and worthy of praise. My friends, as we face the changes before us here at Plymouth and in our work and in our own lives, may the peace of God that passes all understanding flow through us with great thanksgiving. Amen and amen.